Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which I have entitled, Eternal Life is a Person. I start off by reading Isaiah 49:8 from the New Living Translation. This is what the Lord says, at just the right time, I will respond to you. On the day of salvation, I will help you, and I will protect you and give you to the people as my covenant with them. Through you, I will reestablish the land of Israel and assign it to its own people again. There is a humorous adage that if a student answers Jesus to most any Sunday school question, he or she will usually be right. That is because Jesus is the focus or the goal of the entire Bible. Everything points to him in the scriptures. Luke 24, verses 25 through 27. And all of mankind's history that is still unfolding is pointing to his soon return in glory. Not only is he the goal of all history, since it is his story, Jesus is the means by which God accomplishes his will. In other words, Jesus is the end all and be all of all. He is the Alpha and Omega, Revelation 21:6. The beginning and the end, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, the creator, sustainer, redeemer of mankind, Hebrews 1:1-3, and the goal of all things, Colossians 1:16. Romans 11:36 says, for everything comes from him and exists by his power, and is intended for his glory. All glory to him forever. Amen. Paul wrote that his glorious responsibility before God and to the disciples was to preach and teach what he called the unfathomable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3:8. Unfortunately, many people, even Bible-believing disciples, think that Jesus merely provided the means for us to be forgiven by paying the price for our sins, giving us a fresh, clean slate in life. It is true that the offering of his body upon the cross as the Lamb of God paid for our sins. But Jesus did so much more than that. He also restored us to a right relationship with his heavenly Father, birthing us spiritually into God's eternal family, thereby providing us with the indwelling Holy Spirit and the eternal life that resides in him. Jesus' resurrection conquered death, disease, demons, and everything else that tries to hold people in slavery. We have the promise of reigning with him at God's right hand forever as well. Salvation is far greater and far more extensive than most people dare to imagine. The reason all this is possible and true is because Jesus did not simply provide these things. He is these things for us. He is the covenant. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered Satan and his dominion. Everything connected with sin, Satan, and death was defeated, and all those who put their faith and allegiance in Christ the Lord participate in that victory for themselves, based on the fact that we were and are in Christ, making everything that is true for him true for us too. Ephesians 1:3 says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ." May God open our eyes to the reality of everything that God the Father has given us in His Son, who is the new covenant. May we stop thinking of God as being somewhere out there looking at us and realize that He dwells within every believer by means of His glorious Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:12 reads, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God." And since God's life dwells within us, it is not something that comes and goes. Jesus promised that His Spirit would be with us forever. John 14:16-17. That is why we have eternal life if we trust in Christ. And ask yourself, how long does eternal life last? The answer, of course, is as long as God's Spirit lasts, which is forever. We are as secure as the promises of God. As long as God lives, so do we. And the judge of all mankind has promised that those who trust in Him will never, ever be condemned. John 5:24. Chew on that for a while. That should make your day and your eternity. Now I hope you see why I entitled this article the way I did. I close by reading 1 John 5:11-13. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Please pray with me. Holy Spirit, please open my spiritual eyes and heart to perceive and believe in all the glorious riches Father has given me in Christ. Father, thank you for making me complete in Christ, Colossians 1:28, lacking no good thing, 2 Peter 1:3. Help me now to live up to my high calling in Christ and to tell others about your amazing gift to all who will believe and receive it. Amen.